It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Since Lent has started and many will be eating fish on Fridays, I thought I would share one of my favorite fish dishes. When I think of trout almondine, I recall my grandmother. When I was a little girl and would visit her in New Orleans, we would get all dressed up and she would take me out to eat for trout almondine at her favorite restaurant. I wish I knew the name of the restaurant so I could now take my girls, but at least I can treat them to this delicious dish at home with a surprisingly easy recipe. Some restaurants prepare this dish with whole trout, but I prefer to use skinless trout fillets. Fillets with the skin on will work as well if that's what your market offers. Also keep in mind that this recipe works well with any light flaky fish. I have often substituted tilapia and sole when my market was out of trout. Trout almondine is traditionally dredged in flour to help it nicely brown with a light crust. Dip the fish in milk to help the flour adhere to the fillet. Do not use an egg wash or double dredge in cornmeal as you would when making a battered fried fish. This dish was not meant to have a thick, crunchy crust. Be careful not to overcrowd the pan when cooking. You want the fish to brown and cook through evenly. When cooking for my family of four, I cook the fish in two batches. The butter sauce is what makes this dish. Be patient and take your time swirling the butter in the pan just until the butter starts to brown. It's ready when it gives off a nutty aroma. Add almonds and lemon juice for the finishing touch. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, providing the Mid-South area with design services and installation for kitchens and baths since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.